Let's go to the hotline and talk with my main man, Danny West. What's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I never knew the word polarizing would get so many people up in arms about the way I used it.
Hey, you got to be careful, man.
Clearly so. Hey, but you know what's not polarizing is Razorback recruiting. And I got to ask you a couple things. I'm looking at the what's on tap this weekend.
Yep.
And looks like Josh Moore, a top tight end out of Kansas, is going to come in and see the Razorbacks.
Yeah, they've got a couple of kids, big-time kids coming in. Josh is one of them, 6'5", 250 from Olathe, Kansas. He's already got offers from Missouri, Kansas State, TCU, Texas Tech. I want to say KU has offered him. He wants one from Arkansas, and that's kind of the reason he's coming down. But you know what? I'd kind of be a little bit surprised if they offer him. Not because he's not a good player. I think they're still kind of waiting on his ACT results. And then, of course, there's the Will Gregg factor at tight end this year. You want to make sure you cover your bases at the position because they really need tight ends this year. But Will Gregg is very, very important, and I'm not sure you want to risk, you know, making him wonder about where he stands on your list. So you kind of got to be careful with how many tight ends you offer. C.J. O'Grady from up here at Fayetteville as well, he's already got an Arkansas offer. You want to make sure those guys have it in mind that we are the most important guys at that position. So I would be a little bit surprised if they offer Josh tomorrow. Now, maybe later in the year they offer him, but I'm not expecting it tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Isn't Austin Cantrell already committed to the Razorbacks?
He is, and that's a very good point, and I'm glad you brought it up. Austin is he's an interesting kid. I know we've listed him at tight end, but if you go watch his film and see how many times he lines up at tight end and catches the ball, it's zero. I think he's more of an H-back, you know, maybe a fullback guy who can play a little bit of tight end, but to call him a true tight end, I'm actually hoping to get that changed on Rivals. I just don't think he's a true tight end.
Okay.
And we got some phone. If you want to go to the phone lines, and we can still ask them if you want to.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take a couple phone calls while you're on here, and then we'll get some recruiting questions as well. Alan's in Jacksonville. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, a couple of basketball movies and a couple of polarizing. I did like your polarizing words.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate you.
How about The Air up there?
Kevin Bacon. Yeah,
yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, not too bad. The other one was The Sixth Man, about the brothers. One of them passing away.
Marlon Wayans, yep.
That's a good one as well.
When I was younger, John Thompson used to just mesmerize me on TV. A big gentleman out there coaching basketball, and his teams were fantastic. He was actually polarizing to me. I went to see the Elite Eight in Atlanta one year, and Allen Iverson had me watching him himself the whole game.
Yeah,
that was just mesmerizing after watching how fast and quick he was. That's all I've got to say, guys. Thanks. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Hey, you know, Danny West from Hog Sports is joining us right now, and I got to ask you, Danny, Drake Greenlaw, he's committed to Arkansas State, but is he going to make another trip back to U of A just to see how things are going?
Yeah, he's already made a couple of trips here in the last month or so. So he's definitely on their radar. I think they want to see Drake come to camp and, you know, maybe put down a good 40 time. And if he does that, I feel like you've got to offer him. He came to our Rivals camp in Dallas. He was really unknown going into that camp. None of the national guys knew anything about him. And at the end of the day, they called him the sixth most impressive defensive player in attendance that day. He had four interceptions in one-on-ones, and that's really tough to do. So Dre's definitely a guy that I feel like has a really good shot to land an Arkansas offer. And if he does, I mean, I feel like he would probably go ahead and flip from ASU.
Danny, so the spring game's tomorrow, correct?
The spring game is actually the 26th.
Oh, now, the 26th, okay. Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow's their first scrimmage of the spring.
Well, okay, so they're going to scrimmage tomorrow. Are you going to be able to watch it? Is it open at all? Or have you heard anything about the format? You know, maybe what quarterbacks are going to be taking the first? I figured that a quarterback might go with the first team, but then the next time the first team's out there, you might have a different quarterback out there. Have you heard anything about the format?
Haven't heard about the format. I do know they're going to focus on first, second, and third down tomorrow, so you'll see a lot of the chains moving back to first down, back to second down, put them in a lot of different situations like they do sometimes. But as far as the scrimmage, It will be open to both the public or the public in general, fans and media.
Nice.
Everybody come out. I think the gates open at, 11 o'clock? Yeah, 11 o'clock. And then the actual scrimmage starts at 11:45.
And now that's different than last year, right? Last year, was it just the spring game that was open?
He opened up a few of the Saturday scrimmages. I want to say one or two that he actually opened up to the fans. So, I guess he likes to do that late in the week. He'll announce it and try to get as many people out there as he can.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Chris in Stuttgart. Chris, you there? Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, man, real quick, I just polarizing moments with our actually teams. I was thinking about the Loyola Marymount teams with Hank Gathers and
Paul
Kimball.
Was that Paul Westfall?
I believe so.
Yeah,
they were throwing up some numbers. I know it's not one most people remember, but I remember them. Loved watching them. But also a movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it was about a guy in Harlem by the name of Earl the Goat Manigault.
Yeah,
made a movie. Don Cheadle, I think is who it was.
Yeah, we had somebody earlier talk about that one. Yep.
Yeah, but that's all I got for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. I think Steve has a recruiting question for Danny. What's up, Steve?
Well, I didn't have a question. I was just going to comment about the basketball movie.
Okay, go for it.
Anybody talk about the movie Blue Chips yet?
Oh, yeah. That's been thrown out there a couple times.
Okay, how about Hoosiers?
Yeah, that's been out there as well. Yep.
Oh, well, I've been in and out of my truck all afternoon. So.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Thanks,
beans.
Steve.
Love you guys.
Appreciate
Bye.
It, Steve. Hey, Danny, let me ask you this. You mentioned Will Gregg a minute ago. I saw where he got more offers over the weekend, or really over the week, with Arizona, Cal, and Penn State. I mean, those things, what's he up to now, like 20 or 22, something like that?
Will actually is up to 27. His latest offer came from Notre Dame and Michigan State. And, you know, he's kind of gotten to the point now to where it's nothing new for him to get one of these huge offers. He may sit on it for a day or two before he even texts me now. So if he's listening, he needs to start texting me a little sooner. But, hey, he's blowing up, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. Will wants to make an announcement sometime in November. I want to say November 15th or so.
Yeah.
So he's still going to get plenty more offers. I feel like Arkansas is still in pretty good shape. Obviously, his brother played here. He's got a lot of connections here. What it's going to come down to is how well Arkansas does on the field this year and how much they're able to throw the ball, especially to the tight end. So it's still early for Will, still a lot to figure out for him, but right now Arkansas is in a pretty good spot.
Danny, how has defensive coordinator Rob Smith looked with the defense? Do they look sharper? Do they look faster? Do they look more aggressive, better technique? How is he fitting in with them?
It's hard to say so far. We've only seen two practices, but I can tell you this. He gets after them. I mean, he's a guy that if you don't run to the ball or chase it down to his standard, he will come grab you and run with you and make sure you do it. So I like seeing that, you know, a little bit of fire out of him. The defense, the secondary made some pretty good plays yesterday. They should have had one or two interceptions thrown by Duwop Mitchell, so it wasn't the first team guy, but they were able to knock down a few of Brandon Allen's passes, Austin Allen. Rafe Peavy had a couple of his knocked down, so they're a little more active in the secondary is one thing I've noticed, and, you know, that's a good thing. They need to be.
Let me ask you this, Danny. Wide receiver LaMichael Petway from Nashville hasn't gotten an offer yet. Do you see an offer coming his way?
He did get his offer.
Oh, did he? Okay, good.
Yeah, he came up over spring break. It was actually on his birthday. So they surprised him. I don't guess it was a surprise, but a nice little birthday gift. He is one that he really wanted. You know, he spent so much time getting offers from Alabama, Nebraska, Ole Miss, and Arkansas was kind of, you know, waiting and playing the waiting game with him. But he actually came up here, and it was the first time he got to meet Coach Bielema, and Bielema wasted no time in going ahead and offering him. He's a good player now.
I've heard of Petway, but what does he offer as far as size-wise that the Razorbacks could use?
Well, he's a big kid. He's 6'3", 205, something like that. He's really strong. May not be as fast as a lot of guys. You know, if I had to guess, he's a high 4'5" guy. And I think that's one thing that's kind of held him back from getting even more offers. He may be a guy that needs to go to some camps and show that he's faster in person. But, He's a big kid.
Now, is he the kid that got an offer from Nebraska last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say that was his first offer.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was trying to remember back because we did one of his high school games of the week. I think they were playing Malvern this year, and he is he's a heck of a wide receiver now that I think back to him. So, hey,
yeah.
KJ Hill picked up his 15th offer from Ohio State. How's it looking on the Arkansas front for him?
Well, kind of like the same with Will Gregg. Both of those guys are actually waiting until November. I shouldn't say that. KJ said sometime during the season, but if I had to bet, it would be somewhere around the time Will Gregg makes his decision.
Yeah.
Two are really close. They go to all these unofficial visits together, all these camps. They hang out together on the weekend. So if you get one, I feel like you've got a great chance of getting the other one. I think there's a pretty good chance those two guys are going to play college ball together.
What do you think, Danny, as far as some early success maybe the Razorbacks need to have to get some of these guys? You know, if we've won one game, two games in the first five, six, 7 weeks of the season, do you still think some of these higher-profile recruits in the state, does that hurt our chances of getting them?
It may. I think a lot of it's going to depend on how you fare against those teams. That trip to Auburn, opening up down there, I think a lot of people know how tough going into that is going to be. At Texas Tech, a team that started 7-0 this past year, that's week three. So, I mean, there's a couple of really tough games there. If they come out of that first four-game stretch at 2-2 going into the A&M game down in Dallas, I feel like it wouldn't hurt you, it wouldn't kill you, but it's really going to come down to, do you show improvement? That's what kids are looking for right now. Last year, Arkansas was really bad. So now it's about, taking those first few steps forward, and I think they will.
You know, we always talk about, or at least for the last couple of years, how bad the defense has been, secondary help. What are they doing right now to help really address it? I know there's some guys that you've mentioned before, but has there been anything that's come up on the forefront that has really tried to help out that defensive line or even the secondary?
Yeah, they're trying some different things as far as rotation, just rotation alone. You see different guys in on the first-team defense. I know DeMarcus Hodge, he's gotten first-team reps. Katyrus Marks has been out there, defensive tackle, first-team. Tywan Johnson has tried first-team reps. So they're mixing in some guys on the defensive line. At linebacker, I think it's pretty clear to see right now. Your top four guys, Brooks Ellis, Otha Peters, Braylon Mitchell, and Martrell Spade, I think they're pretty well set. I think there's an opportunity for a couple of those freshmen to come in later this fall and fill some spots for them. Randy Ramsey, Dwayne Eugene, I think they can help out. And then in the secondary, you're seeing a lot of rotation, especially a cornerback. Jared Collins and Will Hines, both of those guys I thought were the two most active guys at corner yesterday. But you think back to the last practice we saw, it was probably Tevin Mitchell and DJ Dean and Carroll Washington. So they've still got a lot to figure out in the secondary at safety as well. You see Sleepy McKinney now making a push. He's up to the second team. Who is he behind? Rohan, I guess he's behind. So they're still mixing in a lot of guys. It's still early, but they're trying to figure it out.
Danny, how is Brandon Allen's shoulder? Is the zip back on the ball? His health concerns. Is it his job to lose?
Yeah, I think he's really going to have to screw it up to lose it at this point. He is healthy, and that's the key with Brandon, I think. We make so much about his health last year, and I think there was something to that. I had one of his close family members told me at church one morning, I bet he can't throw it 40 yards right now. And this was the day after a game during the middle of the season. So, I mean, that tells you about where he was at health-wise last year. He came out yesterday. I want to say he hit his first 10 of 14 passes. But then he kind of drifted toward the end. He only hit like two of the last nine. So he's still a work in progress, but he's the guy with experience. It hasn't always been good experience, but I do think it's his to lose.
I saw where on Twitter that somebody said that Pinson Valley running back Nick Gibson has gotten an offer from Arkansas. What is he like?
Yeah, he's a smaller kid out of Alabama. He's got offers from everybody. And this time of year, you see a lot of offers like that. You may not have a chance, even if you do offer the kid, but you've got zero chance if you don't.
Yeah.
So they throw out a lot of offers like that. I haven't talked to Nick yet, but if I had to guess, he's it'd probably be an uphill battle to climb into his top three or five.
How many kids are coming in this weekend? Because we've already talked about Josh Moore, but how many total kids are coming in this weekend?
Well, the two big ones for the class of 2015, Josh Moore and big junior college defensive end, Marquavius Lewis, they are going to have some guys who have already signed. I think Juwan Day, Santos Ramirez, both of those guys signed in February. They'll be up here. Ty Story came in yesterday. That was his third trip in the last few weeks, so he may be back. But Marquavius Lewis, I forgot to mention him earlier, big-time defensive end, 6'4", 270 out of Hutchinson Junior College. Got a big-time offer list, Arkansas, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, you name it. Obviously, big-time talent. He's going to have a chance to be one of the highest-rated players coming out of junior college. So I think he's originally from South Carolina. So, you're happy to have him on campus. That's the first start, and then hopefully he'll set up an official visit for later this fall, and you can get him back again.
Danny, has there been any position changes as far as, you know, a Drew Morgan maybe playing any defense or any defensive players playing offense, or has it just been pretty much what you thought it would be?
Yeah, so far there really haven't been a whole lot of changes. Alex Brignone did move down from safety to linebacker. That's a move they like. Now, I look at Alex, I don't see a future all-SEC guy, but I do think he's a guy that can, you know, help you out a little bit and possibly make the second team at some point. He's got to get bigger. He's only about 206 right now, so they're going to have to put some weight on him. But I always thought in high school Alex played at his best when he was down in the box. He's a great tackler, great instincts, and he's fearless. So if they can put some weight on him, get him a little bit stronger, I think he can make a pretty decent linebacker for him.
So the spring practice, or I guess it's the scrimmage, is tomorrow. And now, is that open to the public?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what time does that kick off?
Be there about 11 o'clock. Oh. I think the gates open at 11.
11. And you'll be there covering everything and putting it all on hogsports.com, right?
You got it.
Danny West joining us on Overtime. Man, it's always great to talk to you. I only get to do this about every 3 or 4 months whenever Trey's out. So we'll have to catch up soon, buddy.
You do a great job. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it, and have fun tomorrow.
You too, man.